Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we discuss the flirty squirty.
The flirty squirty indeed did come up on the program for
squirt,
sure.
Squirt, squirt.
Also, how your kids ruined your day.
Yeah.
Also involving a little squirt, squirt.
Oh my gosh. Group therapy, a great proposal or a terrible proposal idea?
There were ideas on both sides of that lane.
Yeah, enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So what is, and I know it's never a convenient time, but what is the most inconvenient place you've ever broken down?
Broken down. It was almost on the way here. It was almost Shelbyville Road.
Yeah, you were talking about your battery is...
First it was English Station, then it was Shelbyville Road. And I was like, no. So yeah, I got the oil changed a couple weeks ago. They're like, yeah, your battery's kind of starting to really run low. And cold weather is going to agitate that a little bit. You might want to get that taken care of sooner than later. I'm like, all right, I got it.
Right.
I'm going to get it done next week.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have more time next week. I'm going to handle that next week. Yeah. It looks like I'm going to handle that today if I can get it out of the parking lot.
Yeah, that's... I remember... I mean, when cars don't car,
yeah,
then we realize how dependent on them we are.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because I was like, then I'm starting to go, okay, what's my backup plan? Because my husband's still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You're here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really like. So yeah. How long would AAA come give me a jump start? Yeah, I was going through all the things this morning. I was like, oh, no. Got here. The rest of the day, though, could be a mystery.
Yeah, because my wife has so many out of town like gigs.
Yeah.
Because she's a professional musician, so she travels a lot for like her gigs and stuff.
You gotta make sure that she's in tip top shape with the car.
Well, and that always isn't the case, and so. I remember there have been times when it's been like a Sunday night. She's coming back from a gig.
Oh, no.
And she's on I-71, not I-71 like right around the Snyder.
Right.
We're talking I-71 up in like Ohio, north of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, the car broke down. And it's like Sunday night, and I get the kids in the car. We got to go get her.
Oh,
I
mean, my God, seriously?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a scenario, and then we had the car towed.
Do you have AAA?
Yeah, but we had the car towed to a dealership that was closed, and then we had them work on it, and then we had to make the trip back up to Cincinnati to pick the car up.
That's an ordeal.
Yeah, yeah, so that was probably one of the most inconvenient times.
At that point, I'd be like, we need a new car!
I know, it's like, all right, you know what, keep the car!
What else you got?
Keep it, right.
What else you got?
Yeah, I remember another time we were driving, and, you know, we're just driving, and then it's like, all of the lights turn on.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Well, that can't
be
good.
Well, that doesn't look right.
Honey, can you find the manual? What does that mean?
And you know, pressing on the gas. And I'm like, well, that doesn't seem to be gassing as much as it should be.
Hmm.
Like, I remember, according to the mechanic, I dropped a valve. I dropped a valve in the engine, an engine valve or something like that. It just broke.
Oh.
And they're like, well, that's not very common. So, you know, that's...
Was that needed?
Obviously it was. So I remember getting off the freeway. And again, you know, we're up by Speedway up on 71.
Yeah.
And I remember getting it off the freeway and pulling it. And the only place that I was able to get it to, I parked it. There was a gas station... adult gentlemen's club combination
that's
that I was able to pull and park
that's
it up
fun.
Right there.
Yeah. That's good times.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When cars don't car, it can be, and I've got a 2020, so it's a newer, and it's lots of electronics.
Car. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So when there's lots of electronics,
right.
When the electronics don't have the juice from the battery,
right.
Things can go south real quick.
Yeah,
that's what I'm learning.
I
never had that fancy of a car before with electronics.
I've told you that I don't get phone calls from my daughters.
Unless it's bad.
Unless there's something wrong.
Like they need something.
and so...
We're in a pickle.
Yeah, so I get... this is over the summer. Or actually, it might have been last year. But anyways, I get a call from Sophia. and one of my daughters, and I'm like, okay. So I pick up, and she's like, Dad, there's something, there's noise on my car. I'm on the freeway. You know,
Dad could diagnose that over the phone.
I'm like, all right. But like, she's like, it sounds like I hit something, but I didn't. And,
oh boy.
And blah, 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 and this and that and this and that.
Oh boy.
And so I'm like, all right, pull over. And I'm like, so she pulls over and I'm like, okay, where are you? And so like she's in hospital curve.
Oh.
But like she pulled over not to the right. She pulled over right in the center where it splits off. And I'm like,
that's not a great spot.
I'm like, you're gonna have to figure out how to move.
Oh,
you have to move out of, like, you gotta get it somewhere. So anyway, it turned out like she literally she had a couple of tires on the car that were going bald.
A couple of them?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And the tread literally peeled off the car, and it was
that can happen.
And so she heard the noise of the tire
that
slapping
like
the
yeah.
inside of the wheel well.
Oh, that
every
is,
time
oh,
it goes
wow.
around. So yeah, that was.
She's lucky that did not just completely blow off.
Oh, I know. So
wow.
So yeah. So anyways, got her new tires, and I remember the lady at the tire place. She was very nice. She listens to the show.
Oh great!
And she requested that we play more Kelly Clarkson, and I was like, okay,
great,
noted.
Thank you for the tires and the request.
Yes, noted. Those magical encounters with someone, maybe you catch your eye with, and it fails to turn into something more. So what do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey in Mama's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first, sure. Shall I? You were my smoking hot ice prince, woman for man.
Okay.
We were at the outdoor skating rink last night. You're by yourself in the puffy yellow jacket and beanie, who looked like you just stepped off the cover of Redneck Weekly.
Wow. Redneck Weekly.
Never heard of that before.
No, neither have I.
It was like you decided to channel James Dean on ice, complete with a cigarette dangling from your lips and the swagger of someone who thought they could skate.
So he's ice skating and smoking.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Spoiler, you can't skate.
Okay.
But you gave it your all, and honestly, that turned me on, and I was equally impressed by your commitment to both coolness and chaos.
Okay.
Every time you fail, you somehow managed to keep the cigarette in your mouth.
Talent.
Until you wiped out so badly, it flew across the rink and nearly hit the little kid skating circles around everybody.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. Brave Marlboro.
Oh, no. R.I.P. to the cigarette?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to skate over and introduce myself, but I was laughing too hard and thought I might wet my pants.
Okay, sure.
So if you're reading this, let's meet up. No skates required for a cigarette.
Okay.
I promise not to bring up when you tried to light a new one while still flat on your back.
Uh-huh.
And I maybe could teach you to fall a little more gracefully.
Uh-huh.
Maybe on top of me. My smoking hot ice prince.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Maybe you can gracefully fall on top of me.
That was a line.
Okay.
She shot her shot right there.
She did.
That was a moment.
She did.
Yep. Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman, you were the spot-stealing sexy lady.
Oh, I think feel like there's an accusation and a compliment.
It was the chaos of the Holiday Mall parking lot. A battlefield of SUVs and shopping carts.
Yes.
Saw a perfect spot. Had my blinker on for my spot. You know the one.
Uh-huh.
And just as I was about to claim my spot, you swooped in with the precision of a Formula One driver and stole it.
Wow, she pulled a move.
I was furious. I mean, who does that?
I mean, a lot of people.
But then, as I was getting ready to ram my Durango gently into your BMW,
oh,
you stuck your tongue out at me.
Oh my gosh.
Winked, and suddenly all my rage melted.
Oh, that's all it took?
Melted into, well, mostly rage, but also a little admiration.
All right, took the edge off a little.
Dang it, you were sexy. I wanted you to look like a wart-infested hunchback troll needing to shave your woman beard.
What?
But you were the opposite.
Oh, all right. Okay, that's helpful.
I spent the next 15 minutes circling the lot like a vulture, conflicted in my brain with plotting revenge and mowing you down with my SUV.
Oh, my God! That's not good.
And wishing I rolled down my window to say something cute and clever.
Oh.
Instead of glaring at you like a Grinch.
Chris said, you're welcome, hot lady.
If you're reading this, let's skip the holiday madness and let me buy you a drink.
Okay.
You'll remember me because I was the guy in the Santa hat who laid on the horn for 3 minutes while you parked your car in this spot. I won't bring up the parking spot, probably.
No, you will. 1,000% we're still salty about that. We are harboring some resentment. Yeah,
he's
we
like,
are.
Dang it, she stole my spot, but dang, she cute, too. But
it's like he's having retroactive flirting. Like, in the moment, he couldn't muster it. Now he's reflecting. He's like, wait a second, she was kind of hot.
Yeah, she was kind of cute. So whether you're looking for your smoking hot ice prince.
Literally smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
On your back, apparently.
Or the cute, non-wart-infested hunchback troll who stole your parking spot.
The sexy spot stealer.
Yep.
Craigslist missed connection. What a roller coaster of emotions.
Think of maybe the worst thing that could probably happen while you're getting your engagement photos.
I mean, many things.
Mm-hmm.
Something interrupting the wedding photo. Rain.
Sure, maybe. Yeah.
Raining on your engagement photos. You don't want
terrible.
That. You look like drowned rats. Nobody needs that.
This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if Nikki and Corey, they're the stars of our show here. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your engagement ring. During the engagement photo shoot.
Oh, that is a centerpiece.
You are doing okay.
Photo sesh. Oh, no. Like, what happened? Did it just fall off?
Yeah, so Nikki and Corey were taking pictures there when... Now, they realized... Corey was... He was excited. He wanted to make sure that the ring fit, so it was a little too big.
Okay, so they needed to get it sized. Let's get the pictures and we'll take care of it.
Yes, from ABC5.
Corey had something on the back of his pants, so I went to wipe it off. And when I wiped it off, my ring flew off and we just heard a ta-ting.
The ring had rolled into a nearby sewer drain.
Oh, God! Oh, no, it didn't just fall on the ground. It fell in a sewer drain. Oh, we're not getting it back,
sewer
are we?
Sewer drain!
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would say my heart dropped. But for us, we have a lot of sentimental value in the ring. A lot of different aspects of my family and her family are kind of forged in that.
Yeah, so there were like diamond rings in the engagement ring that were
from family
of both sides. So it's not just like a ring that you get at Genesis or any of the other places, you know? It's a ring that was crafted
with family ties. God. Oh, did they find it?
So they called. So here is it was like salt on the wound. They looked down. They could see it down the drain.
Could see it. Okay.
So they called the fire department.
Stay right there.
Yeah.
You're yelling at the ring. Don't move.
Raccoons are walking by looking at it. They're like, get away. Go away from it. They called the fire department. Fire department was able to get the ring out.
Oh, my
goodness.
So
it was a setting the bar story for only for like an hour or two.
Okay.
All right.
Did we still get pictures?
Hopefully
we have to document that whole thing, right? We're documenting the whole thing for the photographer.
I was going to say, I don't know if they actually got pictures of the entire thing. There were pictures of the ring down in the grate.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But I don't know if it was documented by the engagement. If I am the engagement photographer, I am documenting it all.
All of it. That's part of their story.
Yes.
Hey, remember the one time we were getting engagement pictures and we lost the ring? The wow.
Yeah. Remember when you thought my finger was fatter than it was?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. So glad they got it back, though. That would have been tragic
Anyways, if they
couldn't find it.
That's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing the engagement ring during the engagement ring or the engagement photos, then you're doing okay.
Note to engaged couples, get that sized. Before we go do anything else.
Do anything.
Don't wear it around until it fits.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. So how common are office romances?
Apparently.
How often?
Pretty common.
Are you dipping the pen in the company ink?
Of course.
How often?
Of course you say it like that.
Are you, what is it, getting your meat where you get your bologna? What's the?
What?
Oh, don't get your meat where you get your bread. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're dipping pens and getting meat. That's how we're starting this conversation.
Don't get your meat where you get your bread.
What? Get to the statistics. What are we saying?
About a third of people.
A third?
A third.
That is surprising.
Now, you said...
You're a part of that
I know,
statistic.
I am a part of that statistic. And
a sub shop called Grinders.
I know. It's funny.
So cliche.
We were... it's funny because, you know, Grinder now has a completely different, like, connotation.
Yes.
It's an app for...
It does.
Hooking up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yep.
But the sub shop is, you know, open-faced oven-baked sandwich. Very delicious.
Yes.
Yes.
In
anyways,
Ohio?
They're in Ohio, yeah. And we got together there. You know, we worked together and eventually
and
started...
Love blossomed over open-faced hot subs. No,
so... It was.
The subs were hot and so was the love.
We were just talking about this last night, and I don't even know why I brought it up or why it was brought up, but somehow our relationship at Grinders came up, and we were talking about it with Zoe, our daughter, and.
Oh.
My wife Elizabeth was like, you know, I mean, he threw me out in the snow. And it was, I mean, there was like 6-8 inches of snow at one time. And, you know, there was like some squirty squirts in the back kitchen with the sprayer and things like
squirty
that.
Squirty squirts?
Squirty squirts.
You squirted her?
Or she did me or something like that.
Flirty squirts?
Yeah, flirty squirts. A little squirt squirt, you know?
Squirt squirt.
Just a little squirt squirt.
With washing
the...
dishes.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
Squirt,
yeah just knocking some stuff out as we're closing, you know? Uh-huh. And a little squirt squirt. And I'm like, you know what? That, no. Can't do that. So
nope.
I took her.
Throw you in the snow.
And I tossed her in the snow out back. And.
Your flirting methods are on
telling
point.
Telling you what. It. It worked.
Wow.
It worked.
Okay.
But then it's funny.
She's
because
like, you know what? I need a man that throws me in the snow
right.
Every once in a while.
But Zoe was just like, yes, you've told me all about everything
gosh.
That you did at Grinders.
Stop talking.
And I go, do we tell you about the walk-in freezer?
Oh, my God.
And she plugs her ears and goes,
walk
no.
Walk away, Zoe. Walk away.
Did I tell you about the walk-in freezer?
Oh, God, we're all awkward. Okay. So you and Elizabeth have been making sandwiches since you met.
I guess if our code word for the love is making sandwich,
then
was the whole sandwich thing. It all started...
Look at that.
I started there at work.
At work.
And so then it was, we didn't really tell people what was happening.
What happens in the freezer
stays in the freezer. I mean, everybody else knows what happens in the freezer stays in the freezer. But anyways, as rumors go, things started like whispers and stuff like that. And then she got transferred to another store.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then Ben gets really sad.
No.
What's up with Ben? He looks so sad.
He looks so sad. He can't squirt, squirt, flirty squirts anymore. He can't do little squirty flirt squirts anymore.
Flirty squirts. Oh, dang it. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So 30. Yeah.
But the romance survived the transfer.
It did. But yeah, a third of people have got their meat where they make their bread.
Oh, okay. Can we not?
I love that
can
saying.
Can we not talk about meat? Getting your meat in the morning. Can we not? I'm more comfortable with dipping pens. Even though that's not great either. It's not a great analogy. Let's just say dating coworkers.
We're just talking about meat and bread.
Oh,
get your meat where you make your bread.
Sandwiches.
Anyways, I thought that statistic was pretty interesting.
Because you were a part of it.
Yeah, 33%. So if you're in a carpooling with two other people, look at you right now.
Uh-huh.
One of you.
Somebody's hooking up.
Somebody in the car. It's going to get a little awkward.
Someone's
because...
getting an idea. Like, you know what? Hey, people do it.
You know what? I maybe I'm just going to ask Beth out.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll just maybe I'll just do the little flirty squirts
maybe
with her.
Maybe the little flirty squirts today might like set it to the next level.
Maybe flirty squirts in the back room will
maybe
be all
we'll
right.
Maybe we'll try it. We'll just dip the toe in there, see what happens.
We'll dip the meat in the bread and we'll see
might
what happens.
Might get sent to HR later. Not sure. It's a little dangerous.
Yeah, a little dangerous, but no worries. And real quick, sports. I'm telling you, Louisville doesn't deserve Pat Kelsey. He, coming off a tough loss to Duke, they beat UTEP last night.
Yeah.
And they've got the Cats on Saturday.
Oh, boy. Oh, that is going to be a
so,
matchup.
So, before the game last night, Pat was asked, hey, you know what? You've got a tough schedule. How do you handle all of this adversaries and how do you the pressure and what do you do to get your team, you know, especially when there's a tough rocky road, you lost one to Duke, you got a big in-state rivalry with Kentucky coming up.
How do you get them in the mindset?
What do you do?
We get a bunch of free sneakers. I wear sweatsuits to work. My kids are healthy. My wife's hot. Like, I got a pretty good life.
Yeah, he's like, I got a good life, guys.
I count my blessings. That's what I do.
We get to play college basketball. We get to play in the Yum Center. We get to get ready for Utah.
I mean, this is his whole attitude is so refreshing.
Yes, coming in like from just being grateful.
Yes,
for everything he got.
We get to do what we do.
My dad used to say it all the time. Like I would say to him, Dad, you got to go to work today. He said, Son, I get to go to work today. Right? Heck yeah. Schedule's been a little bit difficult. We had some adversity, but you know, this guy's been awesome. The guy's been awesome. The process has been great. Results will take care of themselves.
Yep.
And just on to the next one. Most important game in the history of the program is the next one we play. And that's that one on Saturday. About 3 hours ago, it was this one right here.
Yeah, so he's just talking about
a bundle of positivity.
I'm telling you what. We don't deserve Pat Kelsey. I hope he retires here.
That would be amazing.
And, you know, obviously.
Same thing for Cats. Hopefully, Mark Pope. They're loving Mark Pope.
Hopefully,
so he's bringing the same kind of vibe.
Hopefully he delivers a win on Saturday.
Hopefully the Cats also do really well. It's a studio divided.
Listen, I'm giving thousands of dollars to the U of L. So
you got a little skin in the game.
I do have a little skin in the game right now. But yes, Pat Kelsey, we get to play in the Yum Center.
Yes.
We get free sneakers. I get to wear sweats to work.
We all need that energy going into our day.
Yes.
We get to go to, look, all you people driving on Shelbyville Road now, you get to go to work.
You get to sit in your cubicle.
You get to go somewhere right now today.
You get to have some
You get to have
snacks.
Your boss yell at you today.
You get to have some snacks in the break room.
That's all right, but it's going to be fine because it's making you better.
Yeah.
He's pushing you to make you better.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, well done, Pat. If you want to reach out to us and talk to us and it's outside of our normal working hours, like, you know, 6 to 10 in the morning, you can always text us a little voice note if you want. Just send it 502-795-1997.
You can email us, bettingkellyshow@gmail.com.
Sure.
We can get it that way, too.
Absolutely. So we got this from Stephanie, and it was just like, hey, anyone else in this situation, how did your kid ruin your day?
He threw some poo at me. He took his diaper off and threw his poo at me.
Oh, God. Oh, that is rough.
Yeah, that was pretty gross there, but a quick bath cleaned him up.
Yeah, all right. Quick bath, see?
Good.
Yeah, you can laugh about it
we're
now,
good.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wow. I mean, the taking the diaper off, yeah, it's already dicey, but the throwing the poo was the extra level.
Yeah,
that's elevated too.
That's very primate like.
Yes, it is.
That's very
it's
primate.
Very monkey at the zoo. Yes.
Yeah, that's very, very like a primate sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm like, all right. So it was kind of put it out there. Like, how did your kid ruin your day? Jessica, when my daughter was two, she locked me out of the house when I was bringing in the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
When she was five, she kept running in and out of the back door. I went to tell her to stop. She didn't want to hear it. She tried shutting the glass storm door on me so I couldn't reprimand her, and her arm went through it. Glass, sliced her wrist, oh, hospital no. visit, ambulance ride, oh, all was no. fine. I drank my dinner that night.
Oh, no.
Bless her heart. She sounds like a Spitfire.
So I something similar happened to me. Zoe was maybe two, maybe even littler than that. I went to, we went out to the West Coast for my sister's wedding. And so we had rented a house right there on the Puget Sound. It was beautiful.
Yes.
And she locks herself in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
Of this rented house.
Oh, no.
No one could get her out.
Oh, no.
Like, and it's on like the second or third floor. So it's not like you can go outside and like get in through the window.
Oh, gosh.
And so we're like, hey, Zoe, we're like trying to like explain, like,
tell her how to unlock, how to unlock the door.
And so we eventually had to try to like dismantle the entire door.
The lock?
From, yes, the outside. So that was.
And she was how old?
Yeah, she was, man, she was maybe two
oh,
and a half.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she was little. She was little.
Oh, they're amazing when they figure that stuff out.
Yeah. Julia.
Okay, so my teenage son, who is 14, is standing in the doorway of the bathroom, and he's watching me put on mascara, and he says, why do you do that? And I said, well, I have blonde eyelashes, and I look really tired if I don't have it on. Mm-hmm. And he leans back, and he goes, you still look tired. I don't know why you bother.
I would cry instantly and all day. That's so mean.
Right?
That is beyond brutal.
Brutally honest.
Yeah, I guess so, you know?
Damn it. That is the last thing you need to hear from your kid. Why bother? You still look tired.
You still look tired.
I would cry the whole day. That's so mean. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Like, because you know the kids, they're giving you the honesty.
Yeah.
Brutal attached.
Yeah. And you know what? And sometimes
they don't maybe realize it, but it's really brutal.
The filter is not quite there. And it is appreciative.
Sure.
But it's also sometimes very raw.
That's when we hold. Hey, remember the one time when I told you if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? That's where this applies.
But you know what? If it's family.
No,
I mean, you should be able to just
tell your mom she looks tired and why are you bothering mascara?
You should be able to be raw with your family, right?
Not that raw. I would cry.
Got a message when my daughter was a baby. I had my husband change a diaper, and she projectile number two'd mid diaper change all over him.
Oh.
Made me laugh. He was upset. I'll tell you what, that's something that you learn quickly as a new parent, where you've got to have that other diaper
ready to go.
Ready.
You never know when the next explosion is around the corner.
Yeah, because I remember my daughter Sophia, when she was little, she sneezed.
Oh, yeah.
As I was changing.
That can involuntarily launch things. Yeah.
It did. Oh, I looked like I got hit by a paintball.
Yeah. I learned that the PPTPs were an excellent gift early on with my son.
Yeah.
You know, learning the whole diaper changing thing for a boy. Yeah, those are handy.
Got a few more if you want to let us know, maybe lightly, you know, how your kid ruined your day. Not like, I found out he wasn't even my kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's not go dark. Keep it light and fun.
Yeah, let's not go dark necessarily. How did your kid ruin your day? 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie started it with a diaper and poo flinging incident.
Yeah, there's a lot of bathroom.
There is
a lot of bathroom. Like Kim says, when my nephew was a baby and his kid, he would in his crib, he would remove his diaper and finger paint.
No. The wall. Oh no.
You know what? What an artist.
Wow.
What an artist using what he has around for art.
Sure.
Love it.
Okay. And then, oh gosh, Melanie says, I was getting ready for Justin Timberlake concert a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bought one of the sweaters that's short and stops at your waist. I'm 46 years old.
Sure.
My 14-year-old daughter came in and said, oh, that's cute. But then said, wait, no, you look like a box. I had this sweater on with jeans, and I was like, okay, thanks for the blunt truth. I changed into something different.
Listen, they can be honest, but at the same time, they want you to go out looking good.
Oh, no.
And they're going to let you know.
They are.
They're going to let you know more than, like, your husband will even.
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, because the husband knows. Mm. That's not what you say. Not at all.
Joey.
I had a truck that I'd go mudding in, and they decided to take it out joyriding, trying to go mudding themselves, mm-hmm. although rolling the truck sideways down a hill is not the way to go mudding.
How old were they when they did this?
14.
Oh, my God. I mean, does the apple fall far from the tree? Did you do something like that when you were little?
I was not that bad.
Okay. Sure. Thanks, Joey.
Oh, Kylie, I was in Target going to the restroom. My three-year-old goes, yuck, mama, your poop stinks.
Oh, man. Right there at in the restroom.
In the bathroom, yes. Oh, gosh.
That is rough. That is rough.
What do you say to that?
Angela, how did your kid, quote, ruin your day?
When my oldest was little, we were at the store shopping, and I mm-hmm. wouldn't buy her what she wanted.
Okay.
So as we were leaving, she yelled out, someone please help me. This is not my mommy.
What?
No, she did not.
Oh, she did.
Gosh, I mean, and people, like, they don't ignore that nowadays anymore. Did people come running?
No, they all knew that she was mine. They were laughing, but I was just dumbfounded. The only time in my life I wanted to just strangle my own kid.
Oh, wow. She's not my mom.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's what you teach them to say if someone, like a stranger, yeah, grabs
right,
them.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, I got a text when my son was three. He evidently figured out how to purchase movies on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. He bought Trolls 2 approximately 20 times over the course of a couple weeks. Somehow figured out the passcode, didn't realize it till it was too late, and $250 later.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, it's the youngest kid that always kind of tests you, like, and Zoe figured out our passcode, and we had to change our passcode so many different times because she would order things on Amazon. She would order on Amazon Prime.
Easy. You click it and it shows up.
Yeah, and she, oh yeah. Wait, all you have to do is put in this passcode. All right,
this
I already know
magical.
It. Boop, 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 boop. And we were like,
yes.
Zoe.
It's a test of money.
You have got to stop doing this.
You've got to ask mommy and daddy permission. Oh my gosh, Andrew, on vacation in Hilton Head, our fourth kid, 3 years old at the time, decided she was going to play hide and seek and not tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
She fell asleep in the corner of a room in our condo behind a trash can. Really good hiding spot, if I'm being honest. When we noticed she was missing, my mind immediately went to, she's been eaten by one of the alligators next to our place.
Oh my gosh.
Took about 30 minutes of screaming her name and frantically searching for her. We love that girl so flipping much. Oh yeah. That reminds me of the time that I met our neighbor's nanny
mm-hmm.
for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter... she disappears and I start freaking out.
How old's your daughter?
She was nowhere in the house. She was probably 5 or 6, I think.
Okay.
Five or six. And I'm running all, she's not in the house at all. So I'm outside now and I'm like screaming her name around the yard.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
I start going down the street. We lived on a cul-de-sac at the time. There was a pond at mm-hmm. the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
My mind immediately goes to that girl's in the pond.
Oh, geez.
Like I'm just screaming down, running down the street. Finally decide I'm going to knock on the neighbor's door
mm-hmm.
where her little bestie mm-hmm. Lived and they love to play together. She's inside the house.
Yeah.
And that's how I am like hysterical. And that is how I meet their nanny for the first time. Hi, I'm going to live next door. I'm like, my daughter. I'm really sorry. I'm just like emotional. And that is how we learn. And Ava was visibly like, oh, sorry, mama. Like she saw how upset I was. I'm like, you have to tell me. When you're disappearing, asking mama, can I go to Sophia's house?
Yeah, I feel like I probably did that to my mom several times.
Oh my gosh, that I will never forget that fear that sinks into you when you have no idea where your child, she could have been snatched out of the front yard. Like I had no idea. My mind went immediately to the dark places. She's just next door. Just playing inside.
Yeah, it was like when I punched my friend when I was in kindergarten and I decided I didn't want to reap the
repercussions, the
punishment, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just left.
Yep. I'm out.
I don't need to be yelled at for that. I just left. I was like, you know what? I think I know how to walk home. I'm going to go.
Gosh.
Anyways.
Oh.
All right. So, hey, some good stories there. We can all laugh. And
we can laugh now.
Yes, we can all laugh.
But it ruined the day at the time.
100%. All right. Thank you. It's a game called Christmas Karaoke. This is where we take popular songs you've heard on 99.7 EJX 1,000 different times, sing the lyrics, but with the instrumentation of a popular Christmas song.
That makes it a little difficult in your brain to figure out.
It does make it a little bit more difficult. Well, let's say hi to Jeremy from Valley Station. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
Ooh, he's excited.
I mean, I've been trying real hard to call in.
That's See? Right. That's right.
Today's the day. Today's... persistence pays off.
That's right. Jeremy's got black hair, drives a Ford, is an electronic repairer, and has been married to his high school sweetheart since early 2000s.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Love that.
Spice is still alive.
That's right. Spice is still alive, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It may be harder to find a new one, so we just kind of, you know, we deal.
Yeah, you know what? You get to a point where it's just easier to figure out your own relationship than trying to start over.
A date night, we'll get it back on track.
I figured if I don't have anything to call in and ask you guys advice on, we're doing all right.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
There you go. That's really good perspective.
I like that. All right, so Jeremy, this is going to be a fun game where you're going to have to try to identify the popular song that I'm singing, but it's in the style of a Christmas song.
Okay.
Okay? Now, guaranteed, if you've listened to 99.7 EJX...
You've heard these songs.
You've heard these songs.
A trillion times.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we're not doing anything weird. All right, ready? Man.
I'm ready.
Okay. Really, are you ready, Ben Davis?
I don't know if I am
ready. This all hinges on my performance. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure on me.
That's true.
That's right. Yeah. Jeremy, the pressure's not on you. Yeah, it's really on me.
You and I just sit back, relax, and enjoy the magic.
All right. Here we go. Something's got a hold of me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Out of my mind, how many times? I'm no good at being alone. Yeah, I'm taking a toll on me, trying my best from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Oh, I lose control.
I lose control when you're not next to me. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
Oh, wow.
I lose control when you're not next to me. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, well,
don't make me do
down.
That.
That's
don't
a,
make me do that one again,
that's
Jeremy.
An aggressive song. What do you think?
Is that Lose Control by Teddy Swims?
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. Yes. Teddy Swims.
Wow, never quite sounded like that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for another
Teddy
one?
Teddy sings
that was a masterpiece.
It was a masterpiece. When Teddy sings it, though, it doesn't sound like quite as...
Okay, enough. Okay. All right, here we go. Next one. Identify the song. Here we go. I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them you're different. And everyone makes mistakes. But I just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears. I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another.
Oh, wow.
I beg you, don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
I had the lyrics printed out. I almost dropped
the big album version
of that one, not the little sucker version. All right,
okay.
Jeremy,
what is it?
All right, that sounds like "Please, Please, Please" by Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Never quite sounded like that, though. Never quite sounded like that. But your makeup does look nice.
Thank you. All right, last one. Here we go. Last one, Jeremy. Guess the popular song. Okay. Let's get it rolling. Intro. I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
Oh my God.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer.
Oh, wow.
She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit.
Oh, I get love in Detroit.
Jeremy.
That sounds like my man from Louisville, Jack Harlow.
Yes. Jack, on me. There it is.
Loving on me.
We did it. We did it, friends. We did it.
Man, if only he had heard that before he went on stage with the Louisville Orchestra. I think that could have been a magical new remix.
Maybe.
Christmas vibe.
Maybe.
Loving on me.
Yeah, that could work.
That's great.
Hey, Jeremy, congratulations, man. You're a winner.
Slayed
all right.
The game.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome very much.
Oh, that's great. You know Thank what? You. Have a date night with your wife.
Yes.
Restart that romance.
I'm telling you
reignite
what.
That spark.
Reignite that spark. Yeah. Go to the Nutcracker and be like, honey, I got some nuts to crack.
Oh,
too.
This will solve everything.
This will solve everything.
Right, honey, whip your loving on me, babe.
Oh, shoot. All right. Jeremy, I'm going to put you on hold real quick sec. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, okay?
That was great. Ben Davis.
Sounds good.
All right.
That was amazing.
Ah, thank you.
Amazing
thank
performance.
You. You
so little, I was a little concerned. The first one.
Hey, you know.
That is quite a task.
I do get performance anxiety sometimes.
Sure, but if we've learned one thing from this game is that it is not easy.
It is not
to
easy
do that game.
To do this job. All right, thank you. There you go. That is Christmas karaoke here on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to this feel good.
So Jason Orsini lives in Long Island. And he's winning the Christmas lights display game big time.
Okay.
He's turned his house and front yard into a giant homage to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And it is nothing short of amazing. The house itself, covered with 25,000 lights.
Mm-hmm.
20 mannequins.
Okay.
Including Clark dangling from the roof.
Okay.
Uncle Eddie in the RV.
Okay.
And the family station wagon.
Okay.
Until my kids come out and say, Daddy, I don't want it anymore, that's when I'll stop. I fell off a roof, I broke a toe, I got sick, and I kept going on. They were going to call the Smithtown Fire Department if I wasn't outside, because they thought somebody was falling from the roof.
Yeah,
oh
you hear the yelling in the
yes
background, like he's got the sound effects and the whole deal. And he is amazing. Good Morning America profiled it, the local news. And so now he's like saying, well, since he's got some exposure, if he starts getting more people driving by to look, he's asking that they bring toys so that he can make a big donation to their local children's hospital.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It is a sight to behold.
Sure.
You can see the story, the whole display, everything that's involved. And these are not just like regular mannequins. Like that is Uncle Eddie's face
mm-hmm
on the mannequin.
Oh,
I don't know how he pulled it all off, but it is pretty incredible. WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, remember, you're listening for Nelly to win those Nelly tickets. Kim gets in first, says, hey, TBT request. How about anything by Lorde? Still say green beans. Still say it.
Green beans, for
yeah,
sure.
Doesn't matter. It's 99.7 DJX. Dr. Aaron rolls in. I don't think 702 is going to be at where the party's at on... I don't even know what... I can't read. Can you read
she
it?
She said my girls used to love to slap to this song. I don't know. I don't think I read it right either.
You know, you'd think between the two of us, one of us knows how to read.
Nope. Not today, friends.
Not today. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jessica, can you play Forever by Chris Brown for my daughter Michaela and son James?
I always think of the Office scene when they go in and to this song.
I think of Double Mint Gum.
Yeah, that and them walking down the aisle to this song.
Yes.
Jim and Pam.
Yes.
Yes. Throwback Thursday.
I did not see that, but I'll say yes.
Okay, all right. Classic episode of The
Classic
Office there. Yeah. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Brittany rolls in. Finally get to listen to TBT again.
Yes, girl. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, Spice Girls. We got you. Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Nelly to win those tickets to Nelly pit passes on 99.7 DJX. Amber rolls in. Running late for school drop-off. No caffeine. Grumpy 5-year-old. I need something hype. Okay. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. This is aggressive. Have to,
listen, for everybody who's in Amber's way, all right?
You better move, B.
Get out the way. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Just putting it out there, man. Just putting it out there.
Do you feel like it's time? Because Kelly from Crescent Hill feels like it might be time.
What? Okay, explain.
She says, a sigh. Oh. It is with humility and the greatest of hope.
Humility and the greatest of hope?
That I ask that you will please play Froggy Fresh and Money Maker Boy! Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Moneymaker Mac. Yeah.
And Moneymaker Mac.
It's a Christmas song.
Christmas song.
For some of you, this may be the first time ever hearing it.
First thing on my
list. But I could if I was maybe like this tall.
Christmas. Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business. I just want some
Kelly
good
loves this song.
It's so great.
All right, so there you go. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Allie says I feel dumber.
Yeah, I know. Listen, we just sprinkle in a little bit of that here
classic.
For you.
It's a classic. By the way, he was Krispy Kreme. They had to change his name because Krispy Kreme is all like, nah, you can't have our name. So then he had to go to Froggy Fresh. But we still call him Krispy Kreme.
Brooke rolls in. Anything from the Black Eyed Peas. Something to get me jamming. Got you. Throwback Thursday. Here we go. Baby, check me out. I'ma be on top. Never stop. Throwback Thursday, 99.7
EJX. Ashley's rolling in with a deadline. She's got to be at work.
What do you mean she's got
to
be at work?
She's like, listen, I need to be up towards the front of the line here because I need to hear Ice Ice Baby. I need to get it in before 9 because I got to work.
Okay, listen, this entire segment's over at work.
I got a deadline.
This entire segment's over at 9.
Ashley, here you go. You got moved up.
Okay.
You're welcome. High five.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Boom, clap. This request, which, by the way, this used to be my daughter's favorite song ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Like at 3 years old, she was singing the hook. Throwback Thursday, here we go. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Listen.
Julie.
It wouldn't be the season without.
Jingity jing. It's Dominic.
Dominic the donkey.
Jingity jing.
The Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. I know. And by the way, my daughter's come back from Italy this weekend. I know. I'm so excited. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Ashley, yes. Got it. I mean, she's now starring in Wicked. She's got a new man.
Nominated for a Golden Globe.
Nominated for a Golden Globe. She's doing okay, right? Mm. Ariana Grande. I mean, who would have thought back then?
No. So sweet.
Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Nelly to win those tickets. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Yes, we're seeing all the requests for Nelly.
We see what you're doing there.
I mean, listen.
Give me those pit passes.
Yeah. I know. We are typically easily fooled.
We are.
And
you could have sucker punched us.
You could have. You could have.
And then we'd be like, oh, well, what did we just do?
Oh, gosh, no, we're playing Nelly. And now all of a sudden people are calling. Why are people calling? Oh, no, we're playing Nelly.
I mean, we did say that.
We did.
What is happening?
Throwback Thursday.
What are you doing?
It's 99.7 EJX.
The Queen!
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
The Queen is arrived.
There it is. Yeah, we don't play the entire song because...
Don't have time.
We don't have time for it, right?
Yes. Tony Fasette Matthews, he's got a birthday. He's turning 39.
Oh.
He needs your 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
Okay. All right, well, I'll do...
That is not the right one.
Well...
He wanted to party like it was his birthday.
Well, we understand. Work, we understand, okay. Yeah. All right. But this is a good one, too.
It is.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Remember, you're listening for Nelly to win those pit passes.
Well, before, Reed needs some Rihanna.
Okay.
What you got?
Oh, all right.
Well. What you got? Oh. All right. Aggressive. Shut up and drive.
No, S&M.
Oh,
ah!
Oh,
no, it's S&M. Throwback Thursday. Listen, these are bangers. You can't deny the bangers.
Sorry, Beth. Sorry. Sorry, Beth.
She walked so Jack Harlow could run. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Stabby Sarah rolls in. By the way, we didn't name her that. She named herself that.
Exactly.
All right? And she's all like, hey, do we have time to squeeze some Gaga in here? Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's always time for our little monsters.
I feel like this also works for Mama Shark. Like, she's trying to, like, say, listen, backdoor, you didn't get to my song last week, so I need to be moved up to the front of the line. I don't think we got the song she wants, so this is going to just work for Mama Shark, too.
Oh, okay. You heard Kelly.
Shout out. I want to hold him.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Nelly goes on sale for his Where to Party At tour tomorrow. We got tickets.
Not just tickets, pit passes.
Yep. Shannon, what you doing?
I am... just got my kids off and I'm running some errands.
Aw, that's so sweet. Nice. You still have some holiday shopping to get done?
Just some stocking stuff and we're good to go.
All right, very good. Well, Shannon, you've got pit passes to see Nelly when he comes to Cincinnati. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I mean, don't I'm act so like you haven't dropped it like it's hot and danced on some bars when Nelly was at his prime.
I'm driving, but I'm managing.
Now I get to do it in the pit.
That's right. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. Hang on the line a quick sec for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Now, did you happen to hear she's done with her Christmas shopping, but stocking stuffers? That is impressive. That is impressive.
And you're not?
No.
Oh, yeah, neither am I.
Okay, then. You probably haven't even started.
No. Every year it's like, you know what? I'm going to get this done before Thanksgiving. I'm going to get all my Christmas shopping done before Thanksgiving.
Like,
and now
it's December 23rd. I should probably start shopping.
I mean, I got my wife's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah.
So I got to figure that
yes.
out first. All
okay.
right.
But, wait, you haven't started on that either?
No. I do. Listen. I do have some gifts for her.
Okay. Already purchased or in mind?
No. Already purchased.
Oh, great.
Already purchased.
That's good news.
And I'm going to have to...
Are you going to take one and
well,
hold it
no,
back
no, no, no,
for
no,
the
no,
Christmas?
No. I'm going to have to tell you after the fact. I don't think she doesn't normally listen to the show, but I don't want to say like what I got her. But after the fact, I'm going to have to ask you how it plays. Okay?
After the fact.
After she...
Do I have to interpret her reaction
yes,
for you?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to be able to tell that?
Well, I mean, I should.
You should. You've known her way longer.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Right.
This is fun, though. I'm game.
Great. All right. So, I don't know where we were. Oh, Nelly. Yes. Nelly tickets go on sale tomorrow on 99.7 DJX. Our listener, Jeff, has an idea for the perfect proposal. However, his friends are kind of trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah, and so he's coming to us like, you know, are they right? Should I listen to them?
Yeah, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jeff says, hi, guys. I'm really nervous about something. I'd love hearing you help other people with group therapy. So here goes.
Okay.
I'm in a very serious 2-year relationship with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We're both in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to propose.
Very good.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but I love hearing Ben's awkward proposal story. I just don't want this to be anything like his April Fool's proposal. Ha ha.
Okay. No offense taken.
Do we remind short
story? It's just, I pretended I was breaking up with my wife on April Fool's Day when I actually was proposing to her.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell.
Exactly.
All right, yes.
Anyway, so she's currently not in Louisville, living with her parents near Lexington. Her family loves me, so I was thinking about popping the question on Christmas when she opens gifts with her family. When I hand her mine, I'll just drop down on one knee and surprise her.
Okay.
A few of my friends think it's a terrible idea to do it that way, but I'd love to hear other people's opinions.
Oh.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Jeff. I've always been a fan of not doing it on a holiday. Let me just put that as a blanket.
Except for the fact that April Fool's Day.
Is it a holiday?
Is it a holiday? Is it a holiday?
All right, I guess maybe that's a technicality in my whole thinking, but
well, you hate you like public proposals anyway with anybody else around. You prefer like private.
Yeah. A couple. Yeah, but like I had the ring for my proposal. I had the ring and they got it to me by Valentine's Day. So they're like, "You could do it on Valentine's Day." And I was like, "No, I can't." Because I didn't want to do it on Valentine's Day.
Because it's cliche. I don't want to do it.
Well, I didn't say it like that. Uh-huh. But no, I was just thinking, my whole thought was, hey, let's not do it on a holiday because
she might be expecting it.
Holidays come around all the time.
Sure.
And so every year, well, I'm not going to say it's not going to work out.
Well, you were just saying it could potentially ruin that holiday down the road if it doesn't work out. That was your thought process. That's how we got here.
Yes, that was my thought process.
So you're thinking, don't ruin Christmas, Jeff?
Yes, don't ruin Christmas, Jeff.
It's about the birth of Jesus.
It's
not about your love.
No, it's about commercialism.
Oh,
and it's about
Santa.
And it's about Santa, and it's about presents.
Okay. Anyway. A whole other conversation. Anyway.
Let's not get things twisted, Kelly.
Here's my thought process. I like where his head's at in having her family around. Now, couple of factors to consider. Is he certain she will say yes? If he knows that she's on the same page, they've been talking about it, great. But we give the family a heads up. You need to talk to her parents and run this by them before you spring something like that on their family. It could be good, but first we gauge whether her parents are on board with that. Like, do they love you? I think he said yes.
He does say they.
Yeah, her family loves me.
The family loves me.
All
yeah,
right, that's good.
Yeah.
But still give them a heads up because I feel like. I know that you think surprises are romantic, but
yeah,
I feel
sure.
like the family just maybe talk to her mom first. Dip the toe in maybe with the mom. I've got an idea. What do you think?
Mm.
Make sure that your girlfriend is on board. Like you guys have had these like future talks. You're on the right path together. Make sure that's the case first before you put her in that position in front of her whole family.
Because that
is the idea. It is romantic.
Listen, that is like a public proposal in my mind.
It is.
Because
it is
you surrounded by a bunch of people. And if I was her brother and I didn't know this was happening, I'd be like,
ducks have to be in a row, I feel like. There are a few ducks.
I would be.
Need to be in a row. Now, Lexi from LA, no, absolutely not. Never do it on a holiday or a birthday. It might just be just me. No, it's also Ben. But to me, it seems like you could think of anything other than that to get me.
All right, 502-795-1997. Maybe you had a Christmas proposal and it was fantastic and you want to say, you know what, don't knock it yet. Or maybe you want to steer clear of that. We'd love to hear your opinion.
I do have a plan B.
Okay, Kelly's going to give you your plan B too. Coming up here in just a minute, group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Our listener Jeff wants to propose to his girlfriend on Christmas in front of the family. He's like,
her family.
Yeah, in front of her family. Right, exactly. He was going to go over to her family's house and they're going to celebrate Christmas and he's going to get down and give her a gift and then propose and is like, hey, my friends are trying to talk me out of it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people rolling in with just blanket, don't do it on a holiday. Mm-hmm. Just like do it on maybe another significant date, maybe the date you guys had your first date. Becca said, I would ask her parents for permission.
Mm-hmm.
One, they might appreciate asking for her hand if you haven't already. Two, that's their holiday, and if things go sideways, that's going to be a memory that's going to stick with them. Also, your girlfriend and her mom may have had convos about your future with her, and mom may be privy to some inside knowledge that could be helpful.
Okay, Kelly's got a suggestion here in just a sec, but Randy, she commented on Facebook and said, I was proposed to on Christmas Day by my ex many years ago. She said it was sweet. I was glad my family was there. I said yes. And when we broke up, I never thought twice about it happening on Christmas.
Yeah, they didn't actually end up getting married.
Yeah, but she said it didn't ruin my holiday or affect my memories at all. So, all right. Okay. Randy, I understand that.
All right. That's good. Barbara says, my first husband proposed on Christmas Eve. I didn't like it. I felt like he didn't know what to get me, so that was his option, and it made the focus on me, not our kids.
Mm.
I'd wait till New Year's Eve or the date you first met or first date.
Okay.
And that was, I was thinking New Year's Eve, because you could have the angle of, hey, let's start next year and the rest of our lives.
Oh,
yeah. Right. You could do a speech like that.
Or you could go visit Santa, have her sit on Santa's lap, and have Santa pull out his special package.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Which,
why can you say, hey, I've got us an early present for you, ho, ho, ho.
Sit on my lap.
Oh, my God. Why are you talking about laps and packages?
Sit on my lap.
You just made and it. Then, you went from cute to creepy.
Well, I'm just saying, sit on Santa's lap, and then maybe Santa gives you the ring, and then
you get down on your knee
and propose in front of Santa.
And then you get pictures. Yes, because the photographer's taking pictures, so that's cute. I like that.
I don't know if it's cute. I don't know.
That's adorable.
I don't know if that's something that you got to set up like a long time in advance, or if you can just slip it to one of the elves and be like, hey, why don't you hand this to old Saint Nick over there?
I think maybe you swing by ahead of time, like maybe the day before, and say, this is what I'm thinking. Can we arrange this so that it's not, you don't have to figure out a way to peel away from her and have a side conversation without her knowing. Now, here's the thing. I still like, everybody is suggesting the whole, because he says her family loves him, and we are assuming she is on board. They've had these talks that they're on the same path. But I would still maybe give her family a heads up, like ask for permission. I think that's always a really sweet tradition.
Yeah.
I appreciated that when my husband did that with my family.
I will say there are a lot of people who have been proposed to on Christmas who are rolling in going, I liked it. I thought it was romantic.
It was romantic.
I
think it shows an even bigger commitment if you are bold enough to do it in front of her family.
Yeah. Jackie rolls in and is like, hey, it's your proposal. And I think it's sweet. You do what you want. Don't worry about the people on the internet. I myself would love it, and I'm sure she will too. Come back and tell us about it.
Okay. I think the tides feel like they're turning a little bit, like we're just getting swept up in the romance.
I'm not, but...
Okay. Neither is Eric. Eric says, my honest opinion, don't propose on Christmas or any holiday. And I'll leave it at that. Just take it from experience. Uh-huh. Never propose on holidays. You want holidays to always have a special meeting. I'm sure there are plenty of other dates you can pick to ask for a hand in marriage. You'll thank me later. One dude watching out for another.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, look, I think you've got ammo, especially if you are wanting to propose on Christmas. It sounds like you are. That gives you plenty of fuel to do it.
I really am getting more on board with your Santa's lap idea.
Sit on my lap.
The cute version of it. Because then you have a picture. You can frame it, wrap that up as a present, like for her family. And they can unwrap that. And then they can like... feel like they're part of the moment too. That's really sweet. Or have them there at the mall and they all walk up afterwards. That could be cute too. Oh, there's lots of different ways you can make that work. I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good luck.
That's my official endorsement.
Let us know what you end
Santa
up doing.
At the mall.
All right. So in January, when everybody's forgotten about you, Jeff,
come rolling back in with a Christmas romance story.
with a story for us.
Yes.
And fill us in. All right. That is group therapy. Feel good story. Every hour, Kelly K.
This is one of those that gives you chills when you hear it. It's how the universe brought a birth mother and her son back together after years. This is kind of set at a bakery in Chicago called Give Me Some Sugar. Okay. Cute name for a bakery. And a newly hired employee, Vamar Hunter, he's really actually been going to this bakery for years because he just loved to kind of stop in for breakfast or a little sweet treat, and also loved the service from the baker behind the counter. That is Lenore. Now, she, years ago, had given up her newborn son for adoption at 17 years old.
Okay.
Lamar didn't know he was even adopted until he was 35.
Okay.
After finding out, he eventually started the process to kind of find out who his birth mother was, submitted DNA for a test, got a strange call one day from his favorite bakery wondering, like, hey, why is the bakery calling me? Lenore was on the line, and they started to connect those dots pretty quickly, then ended up screaming for joy, learning Lenore is Vamar's birth mother.
It's the most joyful story and time of my life that, you know, in my senior years, that all of this has come together.
It's been a great experience. It further strengthens my faith. You can't make up for time and days gone by. You know, what you can do is properly utilize the time that you have.
That is crazy.
And they lived in the same neighborhood
that
the whole time.
That is crazy.
Didn't know it. And so now he's met a sister, extended family. He's got four kids. They have a new grandma. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. And when Lenore got sick and couldn't really take over the bakery, he took over for her. And now she's better. They're working together. And when she can't run the bakery anymore, he's going to keep it in the family and pass it on to his kids.
Wow.
Just so such an amazing story. And for him to not even know that he had that kind of backstory until he was 35 was incredible. See this whole thing at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar story, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Look, Michael, he's probably going to need a lawyer. All right? Because if you can manage to make it through the day without ramming the car you just bought through the front of the car dealership you bought it from.
Oh. Oh.
You're doing okay.
Oh, ow, ouchie. Why are we doing that?
So Michael bought a used car, Subaru Outback, $4,000, great deal. But then he came back a few hours later and was like, hey, this car's junk.
Uh-oh.
Now, he claims they were like, sorry, you snooze, you lose. You don't get anything back.
Ooh.
So he decided the best course of action for him to get his point across was to hop in the car he had just bought and drive it straight through the front of their entrance.
No, you're going to take it back.
Oh.
Whoa. Call the cops. Is anybody under the car?
No.
It was kind of a very, very scary situation.
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah, they didn't expect that reaction. Sure, maybe it wasn't super customer service. The guy felt like he maybe was sold a lemon, but this is not how we deal with it.
Right. There were seven salespeople that were kind of in and around that area. Ooh, nobody was hurt. It caused about $10,000 worth of damage to the building.
Only $10,000?
Wow. But then he talked to Inside Edition.
Oh.
After bailing out of jail, and he basically says, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Several hours later, he came back, and he was very emotional. He said, listen, if you don't give me my money back right now, I'm going to run this car right through the front door.
I was just really angry. I was upset about my money.
Yeah, that's Michael.
I kind of blacked out for a second.
Uh-oh.
You know, I know. I probably shouldn't have done it, but I guess I just hit a breaking point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
Oh, no. Is he going to now plead temporary insanity?
I don't know what he's going to do, but he's...
We don't work that out, though, on TV.
No,
maybe we don't work out your defense on TV when you know you're in big trouble.
He did. He kind of worked it all out and was talking like, hey, you know what? I know I probably shouldn't have done that. And it's like, okay, well.
Me guessing he hasn't even talked to a lawyer yet.
Probably not. I don't know.
There's always a better way to resolve issues.
Sure, and there's conflicting stories because the dealership's like, well, I mean, we offered him some, I don't know who to trust necessarily, but anyways, there you go. Getting back to your point, that's not necessarily the way that you deal with issues.
Yeah, adversities, the answer you didn't want to hear, any of that.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without smashing the car you just bought.
This is two steps. It's like, let's not smash the car you just bought into the dealership. Also, second part, let's not talk about it on national TV.
Yeah, then there's that too. A little step-by-step guide if you're happy, if you're thinking you're going to be like Michael today.
How not to deal with bad customer service.
Yes, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, if you missed anything from the show, podcast, great place to catch up, WDJX.com, tap listen. Anything else, Kelly?
There's a couple of things to check out on the website. You can check out that Timothy Chalamet may have a second career as a sports analyst. That's
by the way, he to piggyback on that.
Yeah,
he was on like Game Day.
It was College Game Day.
Yes, and he
was like, "What? He's got knowledge."
Wowed Pat McAfee.
Yeah,
because I will say there was one prediction that he made where he went against everyone.
Yep,
and he got it.
Yep. Nailed it. So he's like, acting isn't solid. You know, if this thing doesn't work out, I can maybe parlay it into the sports world.
I'm like,
yes, you could, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, you could. You could see that. Plus, Dwayne Johnson, maybe you didn't realize, his daughters voice roles in Moana 2.
Well, I know his daughters, he's got twins, Isabella and Sophia, and those are my twins' names,
too. Look at that. He probably copied you.
He probably did, because I think they're younger.
1,000%.
So, anyways. All right. All that. Guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.